What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Small Stakes by the indie rock band Spoon. I think some useful wordplay for a late second round NBA draft pick who happens to be named Small. Second round is Small Stakes territory, doubly so for the Grizzlies last night.
Chris comes in to take his annual victory lap on his second round call his shot. Just yesterday, he gave us five names. And by the way, this was more impressive because it's deeper into the second round.
Yeah.
So you don't know who's going to be there. And you told us they might take Javon Small.
I'm going to give myself partial credit for the Mashick guy, because that's basically the guy you take if you want to take Elijah Martin, but Elijah Martin's off the board. Martin was like the better version of the same player.
Yeah.
And so, no, I mean, I had no intel on any of that. I'm just looking for like who I think might be good, and then also with a mind of what I think the Grizzlies might care about. And I do think there seems to be some overlap in how I look at some of these guys and how they do, because commonalities pop up that are not intentional sometimes. So I assume we're looking at some of the same indicators.
So why Javon Small?
So there were like four or five things I was looking at with second round guys. And of all the second round guards, he didn't grade out the best in any individual one. It wasn't like this guy's steal rate is off the charts, or this guy's this is off the charts. But he was good in everything. And when you add it all up, it was sort of the best profile of any of the second round guards that I looked at, you know, keeping in mind that the Grizzlies were picking where they were picking. And then there was that. And then in terms of thinking about the Grizzlies specifically, I do think they want to get bigger on the perimeter, but I think they're fine with small lead ball handlers.
Right.
They got two of them in John Morant and Scottie Pippen. And that was how, Thomas Isolo's teams played in Europe, and the idea of the sort of, you know, explosive dynamic ball handler coming off these screens, that player type is someone who does fit, even if they want to get bigger and more versatile on the wing. And so, and then, you know, they do have a need for point guard depth. So you put all those things together, and that was the guy. That was the number one guy of the five that I listed.
Yeah. That's interesting, by the way. Like, teams get reputations for drafting certain kinds of players. Orlando for the longest time, all long players, wherever
they
wanted, et cetera. And it is interesting. The Grizzlies historically has felt like they don't care as much about body type. You know, you got short arm Desmond Bane and you got Bria Brand. Like, no one's perfect.
Their reputation is they look at production in college, But that doesn't mean point, you know, scoring average. Right. They're looking more specifically at production indicators.
And now they
haven't told us what those are, but some people, myself, Sean Coleman, other people have sort of looked at various production prisms and sort of found some stuff that seems to match up with the Grizzlies.
So, obviously they have Ja. They have Scottie Pippen Jr. Now they have Javon Small. He will be presumably on a two-way. And by the way, Zach Pullen on a two-way already, right?
Yeah, I would say the Javon Small on a two-way is like a 98%. I mean, it's not an official. He's will be on the two-way next season because things could happen. But that is the plan with him, is to be on the two-way. I would say there are three two-ways now. Of the three two-way contracts, I think you could put Javon Small in an ink for one of them.
Right.
And I'd be using pencil for Zion Pullen because Zion Pullen's two-way is non-guaranteed.
Right.
So I would be using pencil for Zion Pullen. I'd be using pencil for Mashik. You know, they'll be looking at other players. I mean, you know, Jay Huff was not a member of the Grizzlies at this point a year ago. They signed him off someone else's summer league team on a two-way. So I think they're going to lock in Javon Small for one of the three two-ways. I think Zion Pullen and Jamai Mashak are effectively competing for one of the two-ways in summer league and in summer training camp. And then I think the other one, they're more likely to look for a different player type.
I see. On Mashak, he is, I think I saw Gavoni called him the best defensive player in college basketball.
Yeah, Sam Vecenie said
that. Vecenie said it. And a complete disaster offensively, nothing offensively.
Right.
So the plans for him, compete for a two-way?
Yeah, but I think the team is interested in, and again, this is a 59th pick in a draft, so who knows what's going to happen. But I think the team is interested in him in a longer-term basis. If that's not on a two-way contract, it could be sort of retaining some rights for him as he develops, tries to develop a jump shot, you know, in some other format that's not on their two-way contract, you know, so there is that. He's interesting to me, and I had looked at him, but he was a little further, you know. Elijah Martin, similar kind of player who I mentioned.
Right.
You know, so he was
dogs, baby, dogs.
No, they said they want those kind of players. And what's interesting about Mashik to me is when you're talking about pick number 59, the odds of anybody, guys have done it, but the odds are very, very
remote,
low. Very low. But the idea of picking a guy who has a single elite NBA level skill to me is more interesting than picking a guy who is not quite good enough across the board at everything. Right.
Right.
And in this case, the one single elite skill he has is one of the things teams are most craving right now is perimeter defense. Because like, you look at the Thunder, it's like everybody can defend on the perimeter, right? And so to take a guy who you already know, he can defend on the perimeter at our level, but we're not sure he can do anything else.
Right.
And he has to at least be able to do a little bit better at other stuff if he's going to survive. But if you could like teach him how to shoot, like he could be a real player. You know?
Oh yeah, I mean Alex Caruso and Lou Dort, neither were drafted.
That's right.
You know, like and so
that's exactly the kind of thing.
And if you, the people who love him out of Tennessee, they also will say, and I don't know whether this is rationalization or not, that he wasn't asked to do more. Like he was, you know, whatever. Yeah, so who knows? He will be asked to do more.
I'll confess, while I looked at him, I never got to the point of like turning on my YouTube and crunching tape. I did not crunch any tape.
He hit a big shot against Alabama. Right. So there you go. I guess Coward would play something of an edge too. Do you think there is a theme to this draft?
Oh, I think when they traded Bain, again, some people thought they're blowing up the team. And like a year from now, maybe that'll be true. We'll see. But the intent is to reshape the team, and they want to reshape the team with more length, more defense, more athleticism, more versatility. You take that and that's not exactly the same thing as having the dog in you, but they are related to each other in some way. You take that with what they said coming out of the season that we want more, you know, grittier kind of players, and you put those two things together, and this draft class sort of matches that. Yeah.
Are you surprised there was no big?
I mean, it's the late second round. You're trying to find guys who can play, right? Like I had thrown the Dylan Cardwell guy on there mostly because I was looking for a big in the late second round to put on there. I thought about the Amari Williams guy at Kentucky. You know, it won't. I think there's a good chance there'll be a big on one of those three two ways. It just won't be like, you know, one of these guys they drafted.
Okay. So it is interesting. Kevin Pelton gave him a C-.
Yeah.
And Kevin Pelton's obviously great at what he does.
Yeah.
I thought his logic, one of the sentences were particularly off, which was, it was what we talked about yesterday, value, right? Questionable right. value, paying too much to move up five spots. But among other things, he said, should have at least waited till one of Carter Bryant or Cedric Card was off the board before moving up. And that really just struck me as nonsensical.
Well, he's applying his draft board to the Grizzlies' decision, Grizzlies' draft board to the Grizzlies' decision.
Two things. Right. One is, those are not equivalent in the Grizzlies' mind, presumably. No, they may not
be. To him, because he had them 13 and 14 on his own board, right?
Right.
But that doesn't mean that's what the Grizzlies did.
They preferred one to the other, presumably. Right. They picked one over the other.
Right.
And then the other thing is, if you'd waited till one was off the board, you might not have Portland might have been the only pick willing to trade down. Like, if you think it's too much value, but that argument is crazy.
Knowing who Portland picked gives you info about their willingness to move down that may not have been there for
should
other
by
teams.
Anybody else. Yeah,
and in fact, that was that pick 11. Now, it's interesting. Like the Derek Queen thing, that was what at 13. And so there were that was a move down a little bit. Atlanta moved down from 13, so they had some willingness to move down. I don't know where the discussions, but I think the Grizzlies were trying to.
You couldn't have outgunned Atlanta for that pick, though.
That is true. You look at what it cost them to move up to 13. I suspect the Grizzlies. I don't know this, but I suspect the Grizzlies were talking to Toronto at 9 because there was reporting that Toronto was in trade discussions with other teams. They decided not to move. My assumption: Grizzlies were doing that. So there's that aspect of it. I wrote about yesterday. Sort of this notebook thing I posted in the middle of the day, I wrote about the question of like the cost, right? And to me, there are sort of two questions there. One is the cost of moving from 16 to 11. And then there's the question of should you move up from 16 to 11, right? If you set aside the how much and the weather, if you set aside the weather, just stipulate, okay, you're moving from 11 to 16, what should that cost? And did they pay too much, right? The one thing about that is, they weren't going to move from 11 to 16 with only second round draft picks, right? No matter how many picks you give, you're not moving from 16 to 11 with only second rounders. And presumably there was no player they were going to attach that was going to close that gap. Partly because I think Portland didn't want to take back salary, and probably because there wasn't a match of like who the Grizzlies would be willing to give up and who the Portland would be willing to take. I don't know whether these discussions were ever had, but in theory, you could imagine like, maybe the Grizzlies would be willing to put Gigi Jackson in that to close the gap, but maybe Portland would want Jalen Wells. Like, so it was going to be a draft pick trade, right?
Right.
If it's a draft pick trade, you're not getting from 16 to 11 with seconds, which means there's going to be a first-round pick moving. Grizzlies had lots of first-round picks. If you took all the first-round picks they had, you told the Grizzlies, pick one of them to trade.
Right.
That's the one they were going to pick, because they're not going to move any of their own, which they have all of, because you have more control over the outcome of that pick. You're not going to move the Phoenix pick, which is the crown jewel of the picks. So that leaves the Orlando pick in 2028 and the Orlando pick in 2030.
Right.
Now, both of those carry risk, but Orlando's you know, young core is more likely to be together and be playing well in 2028 than 2030. So you're going to have to move a first-round pick, and if you're going to move a first-round pick, that's the first-round pick you want to move. So to me, if the trade was going to happen, you were going to be moving that pick.
Right.
But I do have a question, and I don't sweat it too much, but it's a legitimate question. Like, okay, well, why are second-round picks in this deal at all, right?
Those two second-round picks.
So I don't understand why seconds needed to be in that trade. It seems to me that 2028 pick should have been sufficient. But at the same time, second-round picks are very fungible assets. You can go buy them. You can go get them. And you're trying to make a deal on the clock, and you want to get a deal done. It doesn't, you know, there's a limit to how hard of a bargain you can drive because the clock's going to expire, right?
Right.
So that is what it is. Then the question is whether to move up. And that's sort of a double thing. Like, is the guy going to be there at 16? No one will ever know.
Right.
I don't believe he was going to be there at 16 because I think Oklahoma City was going to take him. But I don't know that for certain.
Right.
But if that's the guy you want, that you can't, you know, you can decide to take that risk or not. Then the question is, are they right about the guy? And nobody knows that either.
Well,
I identified before the draft that's the guy I would have wanted too. So how am I going to question that?
It's interesting. It clearly was too much to give up two first round picks for Marcus Smart.
Right,
because he wasn't good.
That's right.
Right. And weirdly enough, there also questions of value at the time. There were like, really questions about the player at the time.
Yeah.
This may be, I don't know. Like, that's the other thing, is the opportunity cost of what you could have done with these ones.
Yep.
What you could have done with these ones either now
this is what I pressed Kleiman on, not last night, the night before. And I thought his response, was really good. It was revealing. He basically said, you know, there's an opportunity cost. You could have traded these for a veteran. He basically said any veteran we could have gotten with these assets did not have the higher end outcomes that we think that Colin Coward has or Cedric
right.
Coward
right.
has.
Right. That wouldn't have moved the needle to the way that yeah. they moved the needle. So they do have work to be done, obviously. So here we are. They have Jaren's deal. They have Santi's deal. And they do have to get a big, right? Are those the three?
At a minimum. They could do other stuff, too. But, yes, those are the three. And in theory, you could just not go get a big and go in with what you have. But I think they're at a minimum, they're going to want to deal with those three things. He said it's a priority to get a new deal done with Jaren. And there are other things you're going to have to do to do that. So there are things that are ancillary or connected to that, tangential, whatever word I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
So there are other maneuvers that would be connected to that. It's not just as simple as here's the contract, Jaren, sign it. You have to do things to
right.
allow you
got to get
sign
off contract money right, or right. whatever else in order.
And then
to
they
do
have to deal with Santi. And dealing with Santi could take different paths, but he said, you know, we'd like to bring Santi back. And I do think with Edie injured probably for at least the first month of the season, they need to add a big who can be in the rotation at least for the first month. And I think the most likely way to do that is with that room exception. I don't think that room exception is going to go unused. I don't know if they're going to use all of it on one player because I think they may want to, I think I said this on the show recently, yep. I think they may want to use some of it for Cam Spencer. But I think, you know, they have not used that exception to sign a player for several years, their exceptions. I think that will change this year.
Okay, remind me of the timing. Tuesday is the first is Tuesday. When can any of this stuff start to happen?
5 p.m. local time Monday is when the negotiation period begins. Mm-hmm. And that is when, again, as a reminder to everyone, when things are reported and when things technically happen on paper are right. not the same thing. And so when agreements will start getting reported, is basically, and some things may happen between now and then if they're not related to players changing teams in free mm-hmm. agency, but the official start point, the starting gun, the starting pistol, the whatever, a free agency.
Hand grenade, the starting hand grenade.
The starting hand grenade, right. throw it up, put your hands over your ears, get ready for the boom. It's 5 p.m. Shout out to Ronald Acuna of the Braves who does that.
That was so good.
Adam Silver has probably been on his phone tisking him about that, but shout out to
did
that guy.
Did you see KCP's son did it? Do you see that?
Shout out to him, too.
When KCP's son heard he was traded to the Grizzlies, that's what he did.
Love it.
So
love
anyway.
The starting gun of free agency is 5 p.m. Monday. And that's when what used to be Woj bombs and now are Shams, whatever. That's when there will be news, whether it be Grizzlies news or not, I don't know, but there will be NBA news like immediately when that bell sounds.
And that's when you could hear Jaren news too. Like that's when like the Jaren news because you need the deals.
That's complicated about the Jaren is I don't think they would want to leak out. We have an agreement with Jaren before they have leaked out. These are the transactions that allow the deal
right.
with Jaren.
So what you would hear is. Conchar has been traded to so-and-so for...
That's my suspicion. Again, I don't know for certain.
That kind of thing.
But I think it would be likely that whatever maneuvers require, or they would happen in conjunction, right? I don't think you would hear the Grizzlies have to deal with Jaren, and then a week later, like, you hear that they've done some move to free up the money to do it, right? But I think, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, Monday night we got news of a Jaren extension.
And what else? Like, what else might... Are you looking, like...
Are they going to have a deal with Santi on the front end and say, boom, here's our deal, we're done? Or is Santi going to go into some active free agency
market.
Where he's talking to the other teams and there may be offer sheets and discussions? So, that's the thing I wonder about Santi. Is there going to be a process that results in, like, maybe him re-signing with the Grizzlies, or are they just going to sign him from the front end and he never actually gets in the free agency? So if they just do a deal from the jump and he never really talks to other teams or not, you know, more than he's already doing so illegally now, you know, that could happen 5 p.m. on Monday.
Have you done a piece that I missed or forgotten about? You've done a lot on bigs that they could sign with a room exception.
I have. I broke everything in individual pieces and wrote long things about every individual one. And my plan is this weekend to write something smaller that will pull all the threads together into one sort of overview.
With the links,
the links if you want a deep dive, right?
So who are some of the bigs who are out there?
So
possibilities.
Luke Kornet is a guy I mentioned who's a free agent. Boston, obviously, is worried about money, but they've shed a lot of money, so I feel like he's more likely to re-sign with Boston. But,
he's a free agent or restricted free
unrestricted
agent?
Unrestricted free agent.
Okay.
He has made a total. He's 29 years old. This is a point I made. He's 29 years old. He's made a total of $14 million as an NBA player. So right. you could offer him sad. A 2-year deal. Yes, yes, so sad. if you could offer him, my point being, though,
yes.
is that I don't think he's going back to Boston for a minimum if some team's right. going to say, we'll double your career earnings on a 2-year deal. Here's right. the contract. I think Boston's going to have to, you know,
pony
do
up.
More, yeah. right? So that's a guy I think they would have interest in. Clint Capella, I think after this trade is more likely. He's going to move somewhere. I think that'd be a totally rational guy to go after. Dayron Sharpe, who is a restricted free agent for Brooklyn, is the guy the Grizzlies have inquired about before in trades. And so, you know, there could be something there. A guy I've mentioned, I don't think they like. They're not as interested in as I am, so I don't think this would happen. But Jericho Sims is a guy who I think fits the profile of the Isolo style and is an unrestricted free agent. Kevon Looney, Golden State, again, like, he'd probably go, is he really going to leave Golden State? Well, if you're offering him $7 million and they're offering him a minimum, like, you know, maybe he would, right? And there are other guys, too, but those are off the top of my head, some of them.
And then, I mean, there will be, it's interesting, like, Dallas has a very crowded front court now.
I was going to say, the other question about the Grizzlies, and I don't think this is going to happen. This is what people want to happen, but I don't, at this point, don't think it's going to happen. The other thing that could happen is, like, they could throw together the rest of these Bain assets or some of them with a contract and go trade, you know, at this point, because I don't think they're
going to. For
what? I don't think they're going to move that Phoenix pick, right? But they still have all their own and the other one. So you could do, like, you know, Cole Anthony's contract and 2 or 3 first-round picks and go get a vet. I mean, I think they should be looking around for that stuff. I just don't think they're going to find it. I'm increasingly skeptical.
And what position would that vet play? And by the way, Cole Anthony is his own issue, but I mean, he could be on this team next year, but it's not a perfect fit.
He's also what I've called the fail-safe switch to clear the money for Jared.
Right.
Because the easiest way to do it, not I don't think the preferred way, the easiest way is you could just straight up wave him and stretch him and boom, you have the money and you're done.
And is the downside to that he's on the books as a stretch contract for whatever, or that you're letting an asset walk?
That is
for
a
free.
Downside. That's not the biggest downside. The biggest downside is you don't have that $13 million contract as a match in a trade. To me, that's the biggest. And also, if you're not trading him, he's be a good player to have. He's overqualified to be the third string point guard, but he'd be a good one, you know?
And then, so around the league, by the way, you see Masai Ujiri is out and
that's
Toronto.
The odd timing to do that. Isn't literally that the day after a draft and when free agency started in 2 days. Yes.
That, really odd timing. In terms of anything else last night, I keep calling him your guy. Penda ends up with Orlando. You love Orlando's draft, don't you? Jace Richardson and Penda?
I do. I think Orlando's done really well with the Bane trade and with the Richardson and the Penda signings. That's a guy I think the Grizzlies would have been interested in if they'd had a pick in that range. Is Noah Penda.
And then finally, I'll get into it. We got a long summer. Did you see the New York Times did a top 100 movies of the century?
I did. My wife and I have been texting about it all week.
Okay, so
I have seen 95 of the 100.
You've seen 95 of the 100?
I have. I've seen 95 of the 100. My wife has seen, she saw of the 20 today, she has not seen. The 20 today, everyone's waiting to find out how many movies my wife's seen. Of the 20 today, she has not seen 2 of them, I think. And she'd seen 60 before. So she's seen 78, and
oh
I've seen 95.
God. Which ones haven't you seen? All foreign language films? Like a third of them are foreign language films.
I think the ones I haven't seen, or not all foreign language, but all non-American. I have not seen Tony Erdmann, this German comedy I've been meaning to see for years. My wife and I are going to make plans to watch that when I'm back in Minnesota because she hasn't seen it either. We both want to see Tony Erdmann. I've not seen The Lives of Others, which I also think is German. I've not seen The Gleaners and I, which is French. I think I may have seen Fish Tank, but I don't remember anything about it, so I didn't count that, which is a British movie, and now I can't remember the fifth.
Did they have Parasite as number one?
They did.
And would it be in your top 5?
No, five's a small number. Parasite's great, but probably not. My wife asked me yesterday, and it was actually a family text thread. She's like, what's going to be number one? And my guesses were, and Parasite I didn't come up
Javon
with.
Small.
Javon Small.
Right.
My guesses were Mulholland Drive, which I think was second. In the Mood for Love, There Will Be Blood, The Social Network, which is lower than I expected.
It was top 10, though, I think.
Yeah, I think it was right at 10.
Yeah, those are my 4 guesses.
Yeah. Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Cockinshire, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It is the summer of 1,000 engagement over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, congratulations. That's just great. Now, you got to find a diamond ring, and don't do what I did way back when a friend with a friend hooked me up. Oh, that was a disaster. That was a disaster that only became fully revealed when we went in after I had presented it to have it appraised for insurance purposes. That was a bad moment. But here's the thing. It's not going to happen at Robert Irwin Jewelers, the summer of 1,000 engagements, because among other things, well, first of all, they got the lowest prices on GII-certified natural diamonds in the Mid-South. But in addition, they got the meant-to-be guarantee, which means you have 365 days to return it for any reason. The diamonds are stunning. I've bought diamond rings for Claire at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie's totally passionate about diamonds, searches the world for stunning, beautiful diamonds. And right now, during the summer of 1,000 engagements, not only can you save up to 40%, but if you spend $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra cooler. How about that? What a great thing to have for the summer. Ice needs somewhere to put it. Well, no, you put it on our finger, but you're going to have that beautiful Yeti cooler as well. Just another reason, as if you needed one, to shop at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Plus, you can take up to 60 months to pay. How about that? Robert Irwin Jewelers, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Visit any of their 5 locations or shop online at rijewelers.com. It is the summer of 1,000 engagements. All right, Jeffrey, there's a few stories that I do want to get to before we sign off for the week. One that was just sent to me.
Okay.
I just need your help with this.
All right.
Help interpreting this. Okay.
Let's see if I can.
This story comes from WREG.com.
All right.
Okay. A school board member, Tawana Murphy, she posted after Fred Smith's death, a post paying tribute to Fred Smith. Okay. And it was unconventional.
All right. I'm following so far.
Have you heard about this at all?
I've not. So you're informing me.
In all caps, it said, "Rest well, Mr. Smith. They trusted me enough to move cocaine and weed and cash off the trucks. Thank you." Then she said,
"Was she a FedEx?"
Then she worked for FedEx for 8 months. She did work for FedEx for 8 months. "Rest well, Mr. Smith. They trusted me enough to move cocaine and weed and cash off the trucks. Thank you." Then, rethinking the post, she took it down and she said this: "I made a post earlier that was misinterpreted. I thoroughly enjoyed my time at FedEx. I was grateful to work collaboratively with diligent individuals 10 years ago. Fred Smith was a good person. Thank you." And, goes on, Murphy told WRG she was trying to say in the original post that she had worked in an area where items were shipped to pharmaceutical companies. "I just worded it wrong," she said. So, first of all, do you believe that her explanation holds up to scrutiny? That when she said, "They trusted me enough to move cocaine and weed and cash off of the trucks," that what she really meant was that she worked in an area where items were shipped to pharmaceutical companies?
No, the last two posts read like that they were not written by our school board member.
Even if you were shipping to pharmaceutical companies, I mean, I don't know. This is not my area of expertise.
Now, I also interpret. I think
but
it was
cocaine and weed don't go to pharmaceutical companies,
right? So I,
what did it mean?
I kind of interpreted it. I interpreted it like as a bad joke, in the sense that oftentimes drugs are laundered through trucks. You know, logistics come like that. That's a way of moving them. I did not take it as she was the one moving them. I took it as like it was on the truck.
I think
like being smuggled, if you will.
I think the most sympathetic interpretation of her first tweet, which again, "Rest well, Mr. Smith. They trusted me enough to move cocaine and weed and cash off the trucks." The most sympathetic explanation is, they trusted me that when they discovered contraband being sent, I was one of the people who could move the contraband, right? Like, not that they were moving it,
right,
quote unquote, they were shipping it intentionally, but that it was something that they tried to ferret out, to search out. And when they did, they took it off of the trucks. And that's not, that wouldn't be so bad. If that's what she meant, that, listen, they are assiduous in trying to make sure that they're, shipping services aren't used for evil, and they, when they see cocaine, weed, or cash being shipped, they would take them off the trucks, and they trusted me enough to take them off the trucks. That wouldn't be so, like that. The thing about working for a pharmaceutical company, that's just weird. That doesn't fit at all. That's a terrible lie. That's a terrible lie. You got to come up with a better lie than that.
Yeah. Well,
what did she mean? You think that is what she meant?
Yeah, I just think it was a
joke? I think it was a joke.
I think it was a joke that didn't land.
But based on reality, that she was.
I think the joke is contraband gets moved on trucks, and she worked with the trucks. I think that's the joke.
I think she's got to workshop her social media posts a little more.
I do think as a, like, listen, am I.
Listen, the school board's had enough problems already,
am I
PR problems.
Am I truly offended by this? Absolutely
not. I'm
not
offended.
Not. Do I think as an elected official, like, you should probably, probably use some judgment? Yes, I do.
I did a...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I did a column today. Folks can read it over the Daily Memphian, but you got to have a subscription. They put almost all my stuff behind a paywall, which is enough reason to buy a subscription to the Daily Memphian. But it's on Sister Trudy Foster. And Sister Trudy Foster, I didn't know this at all, but there's a, after the yellow fever wiped out so many Memphians in 1870s, it was, I think, there was a desperate need for teachers. And so the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth, Kentucky, were asked to supply teachers. And now Sister Trudy Foster was not sent in 1884, I think, which is when they started, but she is 90. And so they sent teachers, and literally hundreds of teachers, sisters have worked in Memphis over these more than a century now. And a lot of, Catholic schools were started, by the Sisters of Charity. They educated more than 70,000 Memphians, more than 700 teachers. They opened Holy Rosary among other schools. They've had a massive impact in Memphis, but literally Sister Trudy Foster is the last,
of the last of a kind,
of the line, because now education has largely been done by lay people. Right. And because let's be honest, if you're a young American woman, you probably are less willing than once upon a time, or less eager than once upon a time, of taking the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, right? You would think. So that's the problem. The sort of, there's not a
supply.
You think it's hard to find a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
It's also hard to find someone who's going to take the vow of chastity, obedience, and poverty. And so she is the last one. They've been here since 1884, I think was the year. And literally Monday, she moved to a retirement convent in Kentucky. And so I went and talked to her and wrote a column about her. And I asked what she prayed for. And she said, peace. You pay for peace a lot. There's a lot of prayer that I pay for. She had lots of great stories. But she said, one of the things I pay for is that that the people leading our country have morals, have good morals. And she said, that's one that you feel like your prayers aren't being answered particularly. And so maybe, you know, I don't know that she had this particular Facebook post in mind, but I think we got up our game a little bit on the school board and elsewhere. Don't you think?
Yeah,
I think we got up our game.
I think it's feels like I think we can do better.
It feels like we should be able to do better. Okay. Speaking of being able to do better, Texas State
is, but
my question is, should the Pac be able to do better? They needed an eighth school to play football in order to start in 2026, and they have identified Texas State. This is being finalized maybe today. They're in the process. I think the reports are in the process of finalizing. Now, Texas State has not been a power, Jeffrey. Now, they've been good in football the last few years, obviously, but basketball has been a complete disaster. And I guess my question is, because no one really cares what it says about Texas State, honestly, one way or another. The question is, what does it say about the Pac?
Yeah. What it says to me, in conjunction with a, let's be real, a disappointing, quote-unquote, television deal. I love how they're calling it a television deal when you're going to play three games on television. Like the rest is
Paramount?
Paramount Plus, which is fine. Like, I mean, listen, eventually the world is going there.
We don't have the money. Do we have the money? We don't have the numbers.
Terms were not disclosed. Wink, wink.
Terms would have been disclosed.
Terms would have leaked. So CBS and Paramount, they get a great deal, and they get content. I was telling Jason this yesterday. Each subsequent story that I read, I find myself getting actually angrier at the Pac-12 for what they did to this fan base. Like, putting the emotional turmoil out there when they had no plan.
Well, what's interesting is, and you reflect back to last summer when we were having this debate.
Really, there wasn't a debate to be had.
No. Well, there was on the airwaves.
Sure.
There were literally people on the airwaves.
No, what I'm saying is now
you look stupider. Right.
Correct.
But I want to go back to that because at the time, and it's funny, but the old joke with Brad once told me to get off the fence, and now there's the whatever. And my position then was always, I don't know what the deal is. Like, yes, I actually think there is a good reason to try to want to get the hell out of the American.
Sure.
It has served you poorly.
I think everyone agreed on that.
But I am not going to just rip the University of Memphis and Ed, who just gotten here, honestly, for not taking a deal. If it is a unsustainable deal. And there were those who said, you got to take a leap. Just got to. And I just never believed that. Like, in the end, it has to be something that you can sustainably take. And I do think you're right, is that. And then there are others who say, no, they can't do it. They shouldn't do it. Whatever. In the end, without knowing the numbers, it was really hard to know. But the fact that they did what they did was a pretty good indication that the numbers did not add up.
Yes.
And that's why, honestly, Ed did have the press conference that he held where he was basically said completely honestly, this was a bad deal. I'm not taking a bad deal.
Yes, and he was in his right.
And he was right.
Like, the reality is, if they could have taken that deal, if things go a certain way, which it's entirely possible, it would have bankrupted the athletic department.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can only... You know, and so obviously you hope for ultimately that they'll figure this out. But do you think this does great things for Texas State? And is Texas State a sleeping giant? I saw a story, literally there's a story today over The Athletic about how Sacramento State is a sleeping giant.
Well, they apparently have
Mike Bibb. They got a lot of money pouring in. Mike Bibby's the new head basketball coach. They got the quarterback that was going to Florida State. What's his name? That dude. The guy was Florida. The guy for the $1 million, the $2 million.
Jalen Rashada.
Yeah, he's the quarterback there.
Yeah, he's. I think he's on his 15th school. Do I think they're a sleeping giant? No, because the state of Texas is always going to be designed to prioritize many schools before them.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's one of the illusions of. Hey, you go to Florida. Hey, you go to Texas.
Correct.
You can get into... No. In the end, sure, you can fool yourself and say South Florida is a sleeping giant. But you have to realize that South Florida is behind Florida and behind Florida State and behind Miami and behind UCF.
Yeah.
Am I missing any?
That's about right.
That's about right.
Yeah.
That's
but about I mean, like, I used to have this. There was a coach one time that I was talking with, and I was like, I've got a theory that I think Florida gets over-recruited because everyone's like, there's great players there.
Right.
And so everyone goes there, and if you're the Florida, if you're in charge, like if you're recruiting territories Florida, well, you got to come back with somebody.
Right.
And so oftentimes you go and get...
If you're from the University of New Hampshire, you'll get a kid from,
right.
from
you get,
Florida.
You get somebody from Florida, the kid winds up not being that good. I think Texas is kind of the same way in the sense that there's so much exposure to Texas high school football. Oftentimes it kind of overrates who their players are. I'm not saying there's not right. talent. It's a massive state with great athletes. There's been plenty of great players that come there, but it almost kind of gets overinflated because of the attention.
Tonight, the Grizzlies are going to be tonight, 6 o'clock, are going to be announcing, are going to be, you're going to introducing their new players.
Well, there's word on the street. I don't know if this is official, but there's word that Cedric's going to wear 23.
Is that right?
Going to your the whose report was that yesterday, or scouting report was it yesterday that compared him to, he had some shades of MJ?
Yeah, it was for the Henry Abbott piece.
Yeah, there we go.
Abbott.
Yeah.
So he's gonna wear 23.
Yeah.
Tomas Isolo will be speaking. And honestly, as we pointed out, he never had a press conference of his own. So in addition to meeting,
does he get introduced?
So, but I do imagine there will be people will talk to him about his plans for the season and everything else.
Absolutely.
And of course where these guys fit. So that'll be fun to think about that. And I did want to, we had mentioned the passing of Joy Lee McNellis. It says something about Joy. She hasn't been here in decades.
Yeah.
You know, she was here but the impact that the way that it's felt in Memphis is because anyone who was ever around her, she was, as the name suggests, like she was a total joy, just an absolute pleasure of a woman, a tremendous coach. And so she left here decades ago and people loved her. She was, it was announced earlier in the week that she was going to be inducted into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. I do believe that announcement, the whole class will be revealed at some point. I think that was moved up so that they could make that announcement while she was still with us. But my thoughts and prayers go to her family and all who love Joy, because that's a big group of people who did love Joy. I will also tell you that if you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place to go. It's where we went. They've got a branch in Bartlett. They've got a brand new branch in Arlington. And I do mean it. Like, they're terrific. They got great technology. They got great rates. They got unbelievable level of service. You can go to leaderscu.com/ESPN or just download the app and you will see for yourself. And it's whether you need a car loan or a home loan or whether you're just sick of your bank because it's changed name 17 times. Leaders Financial. Check it out. Jeffrey, what's coming on next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sain will join their program today. David Riley, the head coach at Washington State, will join Tim Murray and I today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Cobble with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening. We got to get out of here. Back next week. For now, work is done.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.